Literature 4A, The Voyage by Catherine Mansfield. Exercise 7.
Fenella and Grandma went down the steps, and Grandma stopped at the bottom to get out the room tickets. They were near the lobby. The lights were very bright, and it was extremely hot. Fenella wanted to go and find their room, but Grandma wasn't in a hurry. She saw a big basket of ham sandwiches, and she went over to them and touched the top one delicately with her finger. "How much are the sandwiches?" she asked.
2 pence each," shouted the waiter.
Grandma could hardly believe it.
2 pence each?" she asked. "That's right," said the waiter.
Grandma made a small, astonished face. Then she said to Fenella,
"What a price! I'm not paying that much money for one sandwich."
And they walked out of the door and along a corridor with rooms on both sides. A very nice steward came to meet them. She seemed to know Grandma well.
"Well, Mrs. Crane," she said, "it's nice to see you back. You don't often have a room."
"No," said Grandma, "but this time my dear son was so generous."
"I hope," began the steward. Then she turned and looked at Grandma's black clothes and at Fenella's black skirt and coat, black blouse and hat.
"I'm so sorry," she said. "Now, can I bring you a cup of tea?"
Grandma replied,
"No, thank you. We've got some biscuits and Fenella has a very nice banana."
"Then I'll come back in a minute, when you are ready," said the steward. What a small room it was. They took off their coats and got ready for bed. Grandma was ready before Fenella.
"I shall sleep on the top bed because I'm an experienced traveller," said Grandma.
"But Grandma, how will you get up there?"
It only took 3 little steps and Grandma was in the top bed, smiling down at Fenella.
"You didn't think your Grandma could do that, did you?" she said.
As she lay down, Fenella heard her laugh. A long time passed before the steward came back.
"It's a fine night and the sea's quite calm, so good night. Have a good journey."